I'm good, thank you.
You look well.
Thank you.
Holiday.
I did come back from holiday about a week ago, yeah.
Yeah, because there was a bit of, you caused a bit of a fracas as well, didn't you, with your sun tanning?
They always do. People say what they like about me, but do I look bothered? No.
Are you bothered?
No, not at all.
So many people I've interviewed, and yet when I told people I was going to be talking to you, they were just so excited. I mean, why is it that you generate so much excitement and so many, especially females, they absolutely love you, don't they?
I have no idea. Years ago, it used to be just men that came to my signings, but now it seems to be like really, really young kids to like really old people, you know, and lots of them are women.
But they see you as a role model, don't they? They see you as so successful and having done so well.
I don't try and be a role model. I'm just, you know, I've come from nothing and I just do what I do.
Yeah, but you are, because you've been, I mean, you're so, so successful. I mean, you know, we've been reading about, you know, how much money you're worth.
But success doesn't come easy. You have to work for it.
No, well, you're a grafter, aren't you?
I'm a proper grafter, yes.
How many books is it now?
49, but be 50 in October.
Is this where you're going to spill all the secrets and tell everything?
No, I mean, people got to remember, my books aren't about kiss and tells. It's about my diary, you know, every 2.5 years. So much does happen that I put it into a diary. And people have got to remember that, you know, people get their say about me and it's really hurtful.
Do they get to you?
No, I mean, like exes and that I've been with. They just say the most ridiculous things. Because they know that's how they get money. But
Does that upset you?
It's not that it just upsets you. It upsets people around me. Because, you know, you think they're loyal and then they're not.
Do you think you're a good picker of men?
I definitely have picked the right man now.
Have you?
Yes. So it's taken me, what, 35 years? But I got
there. So you got there in the end?
Got there in the end.
And now, is it right? He goes out on the building site at 6 o'clock in the morning.
He leaves at 10 to 6 in the morning. He's a plasterer.
Yeah.
And then Saturdays he does like a Donis strip show.
He does stripping on a Saturday?
Yeah.
You approve of that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. Look how I started off for a living. So.
Well, you get it all out? Does he get it all out?
He does, but not for long. It's I watched a programme the other night on telly about another strip show, but it's nothing like that, what he does. And I said, oh my God, if you did do that, that would be a little bit different to take in. So, no,
well, you've
fun.
Got the right one this time.
Yes,
that's
I have.
Fantastic. And some of that 49 books, the autobiography will, I think, will be number 50, won't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I mean, nobody else can say that they've got that many books. You know, mid-30s,
I think the thing is, I think people just love to knock people, especially in this country. They just always like to knock you down. But you know, I've done really well since the age of 17, so I know what I've achieved.
Not really well, fantastically
yeah.
well. You know,
but people got to remember, lots of people are, oh, I want to be the next Jordan or Katie Price, which is flattering, but it is hard work. You know, you have to graft.
Well, you have graft and you deserve all the success that you've obviously had. And I mean, I think a lot of that is down to a real big brain and nous, isn't it? Because you know exactly what you're doing.
I do. I say to people, you've got to be realistic, focused and patient.
And when these young girls, and I mean, when I in the office said on Friday I was coming to meet you, they were so excited, you know. And I've interviewed and still interview a lot of very big names.
Yeah.
In fact, I was interviewing a big name last night. They weren't interested about that. All they were interested about you.
Probably because I'm in the gossip magazines. They want to know what's the latest gossip, because there's so much stuff written about me. They probably fascinated to see what I'm really
what's
like.
What's the biggest lie that's been written about you?
It is lies every single
week.
Is there? I think there's a magazine called Now Magazine. They are just, I just don't know where they get their rubbish from. Absolute lies. I don't know about how anyone can waste their money buying.
Why are they allowed to print it?
Well, they get legal letters, so don't
from
worry.
You?
I do. Yeah, of course
you
they do. But they still write stuff. I don't know why. Obviously, I sell their magazines, but they're not true stories, so don't believe them.
At the end of the day, these people who work on a magazine, you know, are earning peanuts. The magazine probably won't be around for forever,
yeah.
And you're here with all this reported. 43 million?
I never discuss money.
somebody wrote it in the paper.
Yeah, no, I never discuss money. And as I say, I haven't come from a family of money, so I'm pretty grounded. And I just think people who've got money, you don't need to flaunt it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to...
My Grimsby signing. Yeah, I've just stopped off at a kids' hospice, and now I'm on my way to the signing. I've got two today, here and then I go to Doncaster.
I was going to say...
And it's a weekend, and I've got the kids with me, because I don't have the nanny at weekend, so it's quite challenging.
But it's nice, though, isn't it, to take the kids... You'd be able to take the kids with you. Not everybody would do that, would they?
No, they're good if they behave. And you can't always guarantee that, can you?
Well, I was going to say, are you looking forward to baby?
Of course, yeah. I'm on my fourth baby, looking forward to it. And
Pregnancy, has it been?
This has been really hard, yeah.
Harder than the others?
Yeah, harder than the others, yeah.
Should you be racing around the country, doing book signings, writing books, taking the children around with you? And
I should be taking it easy, but, you know, when you do a book or any product, you don't just think of a product and say, right, it's going to be out next month. We knew last year when it was going to come out, and I didn't know I was going to be pregnant, so...
Is that it
But
now?
It's not too bad. We're in the horse box, so it's
For anyone who's not doesn't know about this, you've got your own pink horse box that you can travel around in. I mean,
yeah. So, yeah, we're having fun.
And what about this woman, Francine? Who's, did you see her? She did an impression of you.
I've known Francine for years and years and years, yeah. She's really, really good at impressions, really good, but she's never got me and she still hasn't.
Oh, you don't think it was right?
No, and you can ask anyone, so not. All right, the thing she said wasn't nice, but...
I can't remember what she said. It's just,
I can't remember. I just remember. She's definitely doesn't sound like
one thing I just wanted to briefly ask you about as well was you talked on Friday, I think it was, about maternity leave.
Yeah.
What's your views on that?
I think everyone's entitled to maternity leave, but on the build-up to having a baby, I think you should keep as busy as you can to make the time go quicker. But after you've had the baby, definitely you have to have time off to bond with the baby and relax, and because you don't get much sleep. But what? Before that, because obviously I'm on my fourth one, I like to keep busy. Because if I sat there and did nothing, it'd be like boring. And you're like, right, I've got this amount of days left, this amount of days left. So I always say to people, try and keep busy, keep going. Time goes quicker. And then before you know it, you've bundle of joys here.
Well, you've been fantastically successful. Are you going to call it a day now at getting married and babies? Or are you not sure?
Yeah, I haven't. No, third time lucky. I'm very happy, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? Well, good luck with the new book.
Thank you very much.
How many more books are there in you, do you think?
I'll just keep going. I never thought I'd be here over a decade doing them, so I'll just keep going and going.
And do you sit down and write everything yourself and
no,
do
Rebecca
everything?
No, Rebecca actually writes it and I come up with the plot.
So it's sort of...
Well, no, I haven't qualified to know how to write a book, but it's my storyline and she writes it up. You know, she sets the scenes of it and stuff. You have to have a talent to actually sit there and write the book, but it is my plot.
What have you not done that you'd like to do?
Oh, there's lots of things. There's lots of things I'll still be doing.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. And good luck for... When is the baby due?
I haven't given a due date, but...
Oh, that's a top secret, is it?
It's just because it's my privacy. It's not that anyone needs to know.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
But as you know, you can see I'm like heavily pregnant, hobbling around, so it's... quite soon.
Well, I tell you what, you look really, really well.
Well, that's because I've got a makeup artist with me today.
You always travel with a makeup artist?
No, not always, but on signings, yeah, otherwise they'll be like, oh my God, what does she look like?